Just one halakha. The halakha discusses members of a chatzer, which is a courtyard, where you have different residents that are living together in the courtyard. It is forbidden for them to carry in the shared area, in this case, the courtyard itself, meaning to bring kelim from their homes to carry them into the courtyard, unless they make what's called erubei chatzerot, which means all the homes must join together in a process in order to make it as if they are all considered one resident, as opposed to many. This is a takana from the Hakamim. Although we don't live in chatzerot today, as a general rule, that's not the way our homes are constructed. However, we can ask a question regarding people that live in apartment buildings. A person lives in an apartment building, for that matter, with Jews, religious and non-religious, or that matter with goyim. So there is a shared area in an apartment building called the hallway. So the question would be, is it permissible to carry in the hallway of a building without making erubei chatzerot? Which means, is the hallway considered a chatzer? According to Rabbi Moshe Levi, Alav Shlom and Unchata, he said, indeed it is. He says, lav davka, not only a chatzer itself, but any area that's shared by many residents, and therefore he holds, in order to carry in the hallway, for that matter in the stairwells, one would have to make an eruv with all the residents of the building. And that can pose a problem, because if you have, for example, a mehalel Shabbat, so then the only way, or a goy for that matter, the only way to make an eruv in that case is you have to rent from him his property. Now, if he doesn't want to rent his property to the other members, so then maybe he's all said on the entire building. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Moshe, it's not so simple to make an eruv. You have an apartment building with hundreds of residents, not so simple to carry in the stairwell itself. Although it should be pointed out, Hakam ben Sion, Abbas Shaul, Alav Hashem, and Ole Tzion does not treat the hallway and the stairwell of a building as a chatzer. It's number one, it's not like a chatzer, because chatzer is opened. This is roofed. It's inside, so it's different. Number two, the Gemara Rubin discusses an inyan of a Beit Sha'ar. Beit Sha'ar is an area like a vestibule that just leads into the homes. And the Gemara clearly says that a Beit Sha'ar is not considered a residence, not that you have to join, and not that it's osir. Which means a Beit Sha'ar is not an area that can osir on the other members of a chatzir. So if you consider a hallway like a Beit Sha'ar, so then already no erubin would be necessary. So it comes that you have a great machloket here amongst the Hakamim. Chaim ben Tzion would say you don't need eruv in the hallways, whereas Rabbi Moshe holds you do. Now in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut does make a certain type of halachic adjustment in order to carry in the hallways of the buildings of Eretz Yisrael. They make a joint shituf, they sell all the property to the tzar of the city, and he's considered you're renting it from him, and the whole process. Rabbi Moshe says really you shouldn't rely on that Rabbanut heter unless you're in a pinch, but the chetayla, once you try to make erubin. So, question would be for, let's say, some of our people travel to Florida, they live in apartment buildings there, you have a problem carrying in the hallways, according to Rabbi Moshe Levi, and therefore, machmir tava ala beracha. Better not to carry in the buildings, in the hallways, and the stairwells in the buildings, unless an eruv chatzerot is made amongst all the residents.